Now, by the way, right here, since you're in chapter 48, keep looking at 48, and go with me to verse 16, and it says, "Come to me and hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, I was there, and now the Lord God and His Spirit have sent me." Now, look at this slide. God gives us the best explanation of the Trinity in Isaiah 46. Now, look up. What is that? The one talking is Jesus. And He says, "And from the time that it was, I was there." Why? Because He's the Creator. How do we know Jesus is the Creator? John 1, 1 John 1, Colossians 1, Hebrews 1. All of those New Testament books affirm the fact that in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and listen, all things were made by Him. Paul adds, "And by Him all things consist." Jesus is the Creator, and He's the one holding the universe together. Now look back at your slides. What else? Well, Isaiah 43, Isaiah 44, Zechariah 1, all talk about the Trinity. What is the Trinity? See that picture? What the Trinity is, look at this. The Father is not the Son. The Son is God. The Father is God. The Son is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Father. The Holy Spirit is God. The Father is God. The Son is God. See, look up. What a perfect description in the book of Isaiah of this mystery. What's the mystery? In describing the Trinity, the New Testament clearly distinguishes three persons. They're all simultaneously active. They're not mere modes or manifestations. Now, there's a group in Christendom called the Oneness Theology. They're absolutely incorrect. They say that sometimes Jesus acts as the Father, sometimes Jesus acts as the Son, sometimes Jesus acts as the Spirit. No. For example, at Jesus' baptism, all three members of the Trinity were simultaneously active. Jesus was there being baptized, the Father spoke from heaven, and the Holy Spirit came like a dove. You remember? All three. There's only one God, yet He exists and always has existed as three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. To deny or misunderstand the Trinity is to deny or misunderstand the very nature of God Himself. So that's a huge part of Isaiah. Now look back at your slides. That's a nice graphic from a theology book to describe